Today's episode is brought to you by Jarja Media. Jarja Media is actually a marketing company that I run. Whether you're looking for a CRM, a customer relationship manager, I personally built, took my own money, years of my own time to make sure that this was what you needed as somebody in the real estate industry. Also within Jarja Media, if you need websites, if you need a transaction coordinator, like the idea that so many of you are still handling your own transactions when you should be out there creating new business, we offer TCs, transaction coordinators, marketing reps, whatever you need for that. Make sure you check out jarjamedia.com, JARJAMEDIA, jarjamedia.com. At the same time, if you are in need of a coach, if you're in need of training, whether it's one-on-one coaching, whether it's training for you, your office, your managers, or you're just looking to hire someone to speak at your event, you want the event to go really well, make sure you check out jaredjamestoday.com. Anything you need is there. Check these places out.
Welcome to Today with Jared James. And now, your host, Jared James.
Hey everyone, Jared James here, and welcome to episode 62 of Today with Jared James. I am joined by the producer extraordinaire. You haven't been on a bunch of them because honestly, I've been talking to other people. I've been doing, you know, interviews and that kind of stuff. And actually, I was going to have one this week, but we're bumping it till next week. We have a really exciting guest coming up that I think a lot of you are going to want to tune in for. That I can't say yet, though, because I got to make sure that we can get it scheduled. We can find a time on our calendar to do that. But Tom, you want to say hello to everybody?
Hello. And also, the guests you're talking about. It's me.
Oh, that's so right. That's right. That's right. That's right. The exciting, out-of-this-world guest has joined us this time. That's awesome, man. What have you been up to?
Working.
Well, boss is a pain, right?
It's the worst. Just awful. I've just been, doing this, behind the scenes, which is kind of fun.
You've been doing a lot more of this, actually.
Yeah, I have.
You have? What's that laugh?
I've had to learn, a bunch of things that I'm not used to.
Yeah.
So it's cool because I'm interested in it. So
in all fairness here, I'm pretty sure we gave you a round of applause the other day in the office.
That is true.
You know what? Actually, let's get right into that because we're actually what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about a lot of what's been going on lately. I mean, the last, let's face it, what's it been, 3 months or whatever, maybe longer, I'm not sure, but it's been a bit nutty. The virus, apparently everyone hates each other. Just all of this stuff that's been going on. And I want to take a little bit of a different take on it. But from the perspective of, you've been having to learn things and we gave you a standing O and, whatever. That was because
Didn't pass out.
Because
I didn't pass out.
Because we were announcing, and we'll talk a little bit about that on here, but we were announcing that the advance, the 2020 Jared James advance is going virtual. We actually said the show must go online. That was a great. That's good. But we got all this new technology and all this new stuff for us to use because, the world has been a little crazy lately. And, we were using a new tool and you were tasked with figuring it out. And then all of a sudden we're like, well, let's go live with it. Let's use it. Let's whatever. And, it's going to go out to a lot of people. And, I think when we were done, it's already got thousands and thousands of, so like what people don't understand is I'm kind of like, all right, cool. And in my head, I'm like, if it screws up, what are you going to do? It's technology. I literally don't fret about that stuff. Like, I'm just like, if it screws up, it screws up. We just tell everybody, sorry. It would have sucked. But it's not like I'm okay. You got a little sweaty.
A little bit.
You got a little sweaty behind the scenes. I was wondering if you're gonna have a little panic attack or something.
So here's the thing with me. I like to envision the worst case scenario. That way I can prepare for it.
Okay.
But the problem was that this was a brand new thing. So I didn't know how to prepare for it. So there's that. But I think it went all right.
It went fantastic. That's why we gave you an ovation.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right? That's why, and until you screw something up in the office, you're at plus one right now. You're doing good, right?
I can live another day.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a lot of that came from those. So it's interesting. So because we had to go virtual, there's been new things that we've had to adapt. You know, that particular thing we were using was what, the ATEM Mini?
Yes.
ATEM?
Yes.
ATIM? ATEM. ATEM Mini. And that basically allows us to take our camcorder, take another camera, take whatever, and basically stream from them. So rather than using our webcam or something like that, which I'm kind of getting away from, unless it's just a conference or something, giving people more of a real approach where it's like you're further away, they can see you like a show, like a, you know, some of these virtual, I've had to do some virtual keynotes. Mm-hmm. You know, people pay you to do these keynotes and then we can't do it live. Well, let's do it on here. And I'm like, I really don't want to do it like a webinar, you know? So we got this, you know, ATEM Mini allows us to jump from picture to picture, different cameras hooked up at the same time, which is kind of cool. You guys are going to see some really cool things with that coming up, with different angles on the Jared James Show. And what else have we gotten recently from all of this? I got a new mic.
Yeah.
Got a new mic.
This is the first real thing that we're kind of doing with it.
Yeah. I got a mic. I got a Yeti.
The
Pro.
You got a Yeti Pro, yeah.
Yep. You thought I was going to mess it up, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I thought that's where you were going.
You and me both. Is there anything else? We got the new camcorder.
Oh, the new camcorder that we're in.
New camcorder.
There, yeah.
Anything else? Am I missing something? I think we might use a new streaming service, but like, you know, it's just figuring all this stuff out. You know, one of the things that I think is really going to come from this is we're going to be more equipped. And, you know, when things go back to live and in person and such, like we're going to be more equipped to do things virtually, but on a more professional level, like to have it look better. The production level is better. The, you know, all of that stuff, because it's been needed, you know. So not that it's a good thing any of this happened, but that's one of the goods that's, you know, absolutely going to come from it. But it brings up a greater point, right? I don't really talk about, I mean, I've got my views, obviously. You'll hear me say a thing here or there where like I'm frustrated by something and I'm just like, because I think the world's gone mad. Like, I'm just like, did we lose the ability to think? You know, when did that stop? When did, you know? So when you look at, you know, everything that's gone on the last few months with the virus and all this kind of stuff, we have a rule. Well, forget about it, we have a rule. It's in the employee handbook.
Yep.
Like, I have a thing with my employees that, well, first off, let's, you know, with our company, I'm a brand, meaning like, you know, I'm a personality, meaning people follow for the personality, they follow for the brand, they follow for, you know, that thing. So I have a thing in our handbook where I'm like, look, guys, no political posts on your social stuff. I don't want to hear a bunch of political back and forth. I had to talk to some people the other day. Like, it's just not what we're going to do in here. I don't care what the climate is or whatever. But the whole political post publicly is really about the idea that if we're going to lose someone or people are going to get upset about a viewpoint of this company, it's going to come from me. Not from someone who thinks this or someone who thinks that way. Somebody, it's going to come from me, you know, and it's what's different about us compared to working at Kmart is that literally like I'm the brand here. So like, I get it. I'm a personality, but like if we're going to lose somebody, it's going to be because of me. If someone's going to think something about us, it's going to be because of something I said, not because we've got some employee who decides to get rabid one night and just goes to hell with everybody, you know, and just, you know, whatever. But it is an interesting time. And for those of you that follow me on social, I really don't say too much. I really don't. And I do that intentionally. Every once in a while, I had to redo my Twitter account. So my Twitter account for years, it had like a big following, the whole thing. And then Twitter thought I was a spam account or something, or like a, I don't know if I was replying to too many people with the same emoji, but they had determined, they disabled my account thinking I was a fake account. And literally, like, no matter what we could do, we couldn't get in touch with someone. There were other Twitter accounts created called like Free Jared James and stuff that was like, literally, if you go, I don't know if they're still out there, but there was legit stuff like that. So I finally got to the point where I was like, I'm just not gonna, you know, I don't really care about Twitter, so I'll just get off it. And then lately I wanted to get back on just for like some fun random thoughts. So I was able to cancel my old account, create a new account, but then change it to my old account's name so that I could still have the Jared James Today that I have on everything. Yep. And that's about right now as close as you'll ever hear me say something controversial, so to say. Is like every once in a while on Twitter, I'll put out something, not like crazy, but just a little, you know, a little more than just right down the way. You know what I mean? But although you haven't heard a lot of comment about this, I mean, let's talk about it a little bit. This virus, whether you are on one side or the other, because everybody's got their opinions on it, it's changed stuff.
Everything.
I mean, it has absolutely, like, you know, changed our lives, you know, as far as what we do, how we do it. What are some ways that you, you know, I know we were working out of the office, now we're back in the office, but like, how has this changed? Like, I'm curious from the perspective of like somebody who just lives in the world, is doing, how has this changed your world?
So like, I do music stuff. So So, you know, musicians can't do anything. The closest we can do is to a live show is literally like what everybody else is doing. It's Facebook Live. That's it.
Yeah.
So I know people who like literally they just live off of live shows and they're just killed right now. So that kind of sucks.
Like stand-up comedians.
Right. Like, yeah. So that's one way. I mean, the other thing is, you know, like we were just talking about earlier, I've had to learn a bunch of things, not completely because that's the way, you know, necessarily we saw going, but that's the way that we had to go.
Yeah. Do you ever, okay, here's a question. Because I'm going to get into this a little bit, but I'm curious because, you know, I get the advantage of going all over the world, really, and I see like different places, people believe differently, they think differently. I actually think it's really healthy that I get to see so many different perspectives. You're raised, well, I mean, you live in Connecticut.
I sure do.
Connecticut is not exactly a right of center state. you know what I mean? Connecticut is whatever. But I'm curious, do you ever, in all seriousness, because there's so many different points of view on the virus, for example, and so many different stats to support different things, do you ever get confused on what to believe?
That's a tough question to answer. I mean, so first of all, I don't have cable TV, so I don't have the news. I don't watch it at all. So that's first of all. So I don't really, that doesn't affect me at all. As far as what to believe, as far as like, what do you mean?
Well, okay. So I follow this, obviously. It affects my life deeply, you know, and it affects the people that I'm dealing with on a regular basis, how they do business, how they whatever. And I get frustrated sometimes where we live in a world right now where everything is so freaking political. It becomes political. Like, it frustrates me that group think tank has become such a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, people have lost the ability to change their mind.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we literally live in a world where, you know, everything is political. I told you the other day, like, I can't watch sports shows anymore because it's all political. It's all politics. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, can I watch some freaking sports, you know, without, you know, it's not what I'm here for. You know what I mean? But like everything, you've got to the place where it's not only tough to believe what you hear on networks anymore, which that we kind of knew. We knew that if you watch MSNBC, it ends with Trump is the devil. If you watch Fox News, it ends with Democrats are the devil. If you watch CNN, it ends with here's a fact check on Trump and here's, you know, whatever. If you watch, like when you watch, like we knew that. Like that's kind of whatever, right?
Of course.
But I never thought we'd get to the place where like stats are politicized. Like data is supposed to mean, like here's what I mean. Obviously, when you look at something like this virus that, you know, has changed the world as far as how we're doing things from the decisions people are making and, you know, governors deciding someone's essential, not essential, you know, all of this kind of stuff, that's real, right?
Right.
And then you start getting into the data and it's like you get people who literally root for one side or the other based on their political affiliation. Like, I hope more things happen because then it proves at the next picnic I'm going to be able to tell everybody that this was legit and this was what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you get the other and it's like there's no doubt there's a legit thing here, meaning that, you know, I'm meeting with a guy tomorrow who runs a senior citizen home and, you know, they had like 50 people die because they run a senior citizen home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And there's no doubt that this virus has attacked seniors differently than it has everybody else. I mean, the average age of death is 81 years old, which is different than the average age of death of just a regular person in America. So we know that it's attacked that population. But then you hear things like the CDC, you know, has now started, they got caught taking the numbers of positive virus tests, meaning like the actual test you do to see if someone's positive. And they started adding on the antibodies tests. And if somebody tests positive for the antibodies, which means that they either had it, they have the antibodies in their system to defeat it, or they might have previously had it or whatever, they were adding that to the positive tests, which is ludicrous. Like, there's a Harvard doctor in there that just says, like, literally the first quote is, "You've got to be freaking kidding me." That's their opening quote, like, yeah. Because that's done on purpose. That's not an accident. That's to inflate numbers. And so it's such a, like, regardless of where you fall, like, for someone like me who is very, I'm a thinker, guys. Like, I mean, I don't look at left, right. I don't come into things from a political position. I don't care what side of the aisle the position is supposed to be. I legit don't. I mean, I put out a thing on my Instagram story the other day. I took the political compass, and it's like almost like a dead middle, you know, whatever. I'm just a thinker. I'm a data guy. I'm not an emotional guy at all, you know. And it's part of what bothers me so much about right now is everything is such emotion about everything that happens. I was talking to someone the other day, and they just kept making these statements. And I said, "Well, how can that be?" And I listed down some whatever, and they're like, "Well, you with your stats." And I'm like, "Then what are we looking at? Emotion? You know? I mean, my kid feels like he shouldn't have to go to bed when I tell him to go to bed. Should we take all kids now and say whenever you want? Like, you know, data matters." And so, what my point in saying this is, and this is why I asked you the question I did. I fall so like differently on this, because on one hand I'm like, of course it's real. You've got especially elderly dying, you've got it affecting people with respiratory. I mean, my God, it can be like an absolute, like, just mm-hmm. horror for them. And then on the other hand, you look at it and you're like, why are you inflating the numbers? Like, that's not okay. And somebody made a decision to do that, you know? Like, that drives me insane, because it makes me just not trust. I'm like, all right, so this is what's going on behind the scenes. This is, you know, why are we doing this? Are we justifying the fact we shut down the country? Are we like, what are we doing right now, right?
Right.
So when I ask that question, that's kind of what I mean when I say, like, do you ever get, like, you know, confused as to, like, because there's so many varying reports, you know, and then you hear, oh, they're spiking everywhere. And then you're like, well, now you find out what the CDC was adding on top of. And then you're like, well, you're also doing 500,000 tests a day. And you also, you know, and it's just, there's this balance between what's real. We need to be safe. We need ratings. You know, like, literally, that's where I fluctuate back and forth and just kind of like, man, like, what do you believe? Because the world right now is just so polarized on everything, yeah. You know, it's like you either believe this over here or you're, you know, a 1930s racist. You either believe, like, I mean, like, that's really how it goes. There's no room in the world we live in today for thinkers, you know, for people who actually stop and kind of go, what do I actually think here? Let me look at what, well, you have to think about it. Well, you're obviously, you know, it's like, that's kind of the environment. I said this to you earlier. It's kind of crazy, but like, I almost tweeted this the other day, but then I held it back.
Like a live tweet.
This was like, I almost did. And I was like, there's no win in this. But like, we legitimately live in a world right now where people would rather, like, they're more interested in not looking like a racist than they are in actually not being a racist. Like, think about that.
Yep.
They're more interested in whatever I believe back here, whatever terrible person I am over here. I just need to make sure that publicly I don't tweet or put out the wrong word that's going to trigger the fact that I'm obviously a closet racist. Like, and that's a problem. Like, I wonder how long can that last, where society kind of sits on that brink of, you know, like, you know what I'm saying?
I think that this is kind of like a perfect storm. Like, the whole, like, lockdown thing,
yeah,
didn't help.
Yeah.
You know, as far as, like, emotions coming out, for sure.
The lockdown.
God, I think I saw a thing like suicides went up like 3,000% or something. Like just,
yeah,
it's looking back on 2020, man.
This is going to be a chapter in history.
Imagine telling those stories one day. Like, you know, it's crazy because on one hand we have these memes and everything, and they're, you know, your grandparents were asked to go to war. You're being asked to sit home with Wi-Fi.
No problem.
And, you know, and there's no doubt, like there's truth in that. It's also, and it's funny, but it's also an oversimplification from the perspective that, like, you know, people's emotions are real. Like they're, you know, when you take away everything they have, everything that they've built up that makes them who they are, and, you know, they need interaction, they need, you know, think about it. Think of it like this. When you want to, what's the worst thing you can do to a prisoner? Put them in the hole.
Right.
The worst thing you can do to an inmate is throw them in the hole and basically cut off all contact with humans. Think about that. We just did that with society.
Everybody.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the people you are allowed to be around, statistically, you hate them now. Like, I mean, like divorces, domestic violence went way up.
Yeah.
Like all of this stuff, you know, Instagram models weren't able to go to cool places and take pictures. I mean, things got bad. Things, they couldn't go.
That's the meter. Ooh, right there. That's where you know.
I mean, that's when you know a world has lost its, you know, that's when you know you got it, you know? But I mean, really though, like think about it. Like it is going to be an interesting case study on like what just happened.
Yeah.
You know, some people found out that they actually like really loved each other. More importantly, liked each other. You can love someone and not like them.
Yep.
I mean, that's, you know, family 101 for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Right. And then some people, poof.
Didn't make it.
I had a guy come in, he was doing HVAC for me, and he does, I never knew this, and kudos to him, by the way, but he never, he does the calls for people that are suicidal, tries to talk them off the edge. You know what I mean? I mean, like, saint, like that's awesome. You know what I mean? But he said his phone is off the hook right now. Yeah. Like it is just, you know, and that's when I said, like, you wonder what to believe and what not to believe. I always think to myself, like, why is that not covered? Like, why, you know what I mean? Like, to me, that's newsworthy. That's absolutely newsworthy, you know? And it adds to this whole thing where you just kind of go like, you know, I tweeted something out last week, and I said, I've made a thing now, like I have TV, unlike you. Mm-hmm. And I have like a rule, like I'm anti, I don't put on the news. Like I know who they are. I think the worst thing that ever happened to us was the 24/7 news cycle.
Sure.
You know, it's just for what, you know, thank you, Ted Turner. When he started CNN, because in the absence of actual news, every hour is breaking news. I saw something the other day, breaking news. And it came across and it was like something ridiculous. Like, you know, like, Subway is going to allow 6-inch sandwiches again. You know, it was just something absurd, you know? And when you look at, so I have this rule where I'm like, especially in my house, when I come in, I'm just like, I don't put it on. I don't, like, my state of mind is more important. I understand what's happening here. Like, this is ratings. This is, you know, whatever. I don't have any interest. I don't have, you know, whatever. And I put out a tweet the other day or something, and I said, well, did my once a week check in on the news? Thank God, was just reminded everybody hates each other. Everyone will die. Panic. Like, thank you. I think I'll move on now. Like,
until tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, it's God.
Yeah. I've come close at least in, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 times in the past week where I've come this close to just taking a break from just all social media.
Yeah.
Just real close. Just because it's so negative lately.
Well, welcome to an election cycle.
Right.
It's not, because I know everybody, when they want to have their mind changed, they jump on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, hey, guys, I'm open for game, looking for who to vote for. What do you got for me?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, dude, it's what cracks me up is that everyone who's just like, I'm leaving, you know, they announced to everybody, I'm leaving social, you know, to do, you know, I'm going to leave, you know, and it's just like, oh my God, just stop it. Like, yeah. Get off the high horse. You want to leave, just leave.
That's what I was about to do.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, whatever. But it's beautiful now in today's world. You can actually just, you can mute someone.
Oh, yeah.
You could just basically take them.
Take a break, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I've definitely had more than one person that, you know what the crazy thing is, man? Like, people who are legitimately good people, that it's almost like they're more in love with their ideals than the reality of their actual life.
Yeah.
Meaning they have these ideals that they feel like they need to fight for online, and they need to just, to the end, you know, go for it. And then you meet them in person, and they're like, where is this person online? Like, you're a completely normal, like, you know?
Yeah, that's what social media does.
This is, you know?
That's what it does.
Like I said, I read this stuff or whatever, I watch the news, and all of a sudden I go out in life, and I'm like, you know, most of us kind of are good with each other. We kind of, we like each other. We want to help each other. We want what's best for each other. We want, you know, it's that, this is where, like, you know, so much in business, I always talk about protect, you know, state of mind, protect state of mind, protect state of mind. Like, we're in this year now, and, you know, I'm sharing a lot of this with you guys, the listeners right now, not as like a, you know, a political thing, because again, I legitimately really, really, I mean, the people closest to me would tell you this. I don't think like that. I don't think right, left, this, that, whatever. What I do is I think, I actually think. I use my head. I look at data. I look at what the real world, you know, whatever, and you know, have a heart, and you know, all of that stuff. Like, I absolutely, but you got to be careful, because it does. Number one, if you're putting that kind of crap out on a regular basis, it's costing you business. Mm. And I've heard people say, "Well, if that's the case, I don't want to do business with someone." I'm like, "Oh God," you know. Or they'll say, "Well, if that's the case, you know, well then so be it." But you know, I've got to whatever, and it. You really got to look at the other side and kind of go like, what does this gain for you? Because I don't know one person ever that felt a certain way and then said, but you know, I saw Tammy's Facebook post. Thank God for that. I saw the light. That was, I was just, you know, swirling around like a leaf in the wind.
I never thought of it that way. Yeah. No way.
Oh my God, look at that. I mean, I call them Google warriors. You know, it's like every other comment is the perfect amount of time that they go back and Google the next stat they're going to find and throw it into the comments. And the next one does, well, you didn't know this. And the next one comes in and bup, bup, bup. And I'm just like, I want to say get a life, but like, man, everybody's life the last 3-4 months has been, and that's the whole thing too, with the whole Corona thing, the virus thing. It's like, on one hand, you've got to be cautious. You try to find stats that are real and aren't being swayed, you know, by whatever. But then there's another side that just kind of goes like, life is meant to be lived.
Yep.
Like, what is life if you are literally just afraid to go anywhere? And you're, you know, I mean, there was a time, I don't know if you remember this, but like, when you would go out when it was in the middle of the lockdown, like, people wouldn't even make eye contact.
Oh, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
See, now I'm Italian, so I looked at everybody, even though they couldn't see me, I'd smile and do the whole, you know, the head nod thing. That was me. Every single time.
That was you.
Yeah. I might have broken some barriers. Who knows? I could have been a pioneer.
Or you might have given some people the virus by looking at them.
That's true.
It is. There's a new stat out that eye contact from 11 and a half feet or under.
Virus.
Virus.
Got it.
Virus. Only with you.
Oh.
Only with you. It's only Caucasians 5'10 or shorter.
All right.
So I gave you 5'10. What are you doing all right for? That wasn't a short joke. All that right. Could have been up to 5'10.
So now it's everybody's prerogative to gauge how tall I am. I'm at least 5'10.
I gave you four or five inches there.
I'm at most 5'10.
I gave you 4 or 5 inches, okay? You're the one that made a deal out of this, all right? I was giving you 5'10 or shorter, okay?
All right.
But
that's
fair. It's only for you, okay? Yeah. Anyway, it brings up the point though. Like it's I guess my greater point in all of this for everybody is just kind of like, come on, protect your state of mind. Stop getting so aggressive in number one, you know, trying to make something or trying to defend something that we all really don't know. I'm talking about all the way around the spectrum. Like, you know, it's amazing. I think I said this earlier, but like how unwilling people are to change their mind. You know, when like it used to be that new data, new facts give you a new understanding. Mm-hmm. But in the climate that it seems like we're in right now, it's just like, once I think this, once I know my side says this, that's it. Game over. And that's not good for anybody. It's not good for our own state of mind. It's not good for our own mental health. It's not good for What were you going to say something you were looking up?
I don't know. I mean, normally what I try to do is I like to take a step back and sort of like gather all the facts. And then like after everything's all said and done, the problem is that especially like nowadays, it's not easy. It's not as easy to like look at all the facts because not everything's a fact.
Like you need an opinion immediately.
Right.
Yeah. 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 There's no doubt. I mean, you even saw that recently with all the Black Lives Matters and all this kind of stuff. It was like, I remember when it was all coming down and, you know, I eventually put up a post. My mentor, growing up, he died a few years ago from cancer, but, I think I described him in the post as the blackest man alive while I was close to the whitest man alive, just talking about shades of pigment, like, you know, whatever. And, you see all this stuff coming out, you're gathering facts, you're living your life. Believe it or not, some people aren't sitting all day, you know, figuring out where they stand on the next movement. And you start seeing all this stuff. If you haven't posted, you're obviously a racist. And it's like, what the heck is going on right now? Like, how did we get here to the place where things are so like, you know, you're either with us or against us, and you either believe this or you're all the way, you know, whatever. And like me personally, I refuse to think like that. Like, I absolutely refuse to think like that, you know? But it's an interesting, you know, just kind of where our society kind of is right now. If you're in business, you've got to understand that, and you've got to kind of find a way. You've got to understand first off that you're not, like I said earlier, you're not doing yourself any good by becoming the next martyr for whatever, you know, stance it is that you're going to, I'm telling you, you're losing business behind the scenes, and you're not changing anybody in the meantime. Therefore, what's kind of the point? But it is an interesting observation just on our society. You know, when you look at what just happened with Google and Facebook stopped allowing targeting, mm-hmm. Based on demographic, based on geographics, based on these kinds of things. And I remember when it happened, I was just like, what are you talking about? Like, you can't be a woman's magazine and target women. It's discrimination. You know, like anybody in marketing knows the ad that you create for a single man is different than the ad that you create for a 75-year-old married couple. It's not discrimination. And in a way it is. I'm discriminating against them. Like, and I need this person to get it. If you want to use that word. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think I'm happy that I don't see, you know, ads for Viagra, you know, like give me another 20 years. Okay. Like, but I'm pretty sure that there's a certain demographic that they push to, you know, and I'm okay with that. I don't think that's discrimination. I'm okay with it. And I made this comment and I kind of meant it. I know some people got upset with it, but I kind of meant it. You know, we lived through a generation of what we call participation trophies, you know, where we started incentivizing just the participation rather than actually doing something, like actually winning something. And by the way, the reason why, I know a lot of people use that example and they use it as like a tough guy speech or whatever. The reason why I'm not a big fan of up to a certain age, I don't have a problem with it because it's just about making kids feel good. And it's about their, you know, their self-esteem and like, you know, I won something and they get to put it on their wall and see it and whatever. But when you hit a certain age, when everybody starts to separate from each other, personally, if you don't ever get told, hey, Johnny, you see you guys, we're all out there playing basketball, like an SAT test. What doesn't belong here? You kind of suck. Like, you know what I mean? The other four are really good. You're not, you know, to me, you never actually get an opportunity to find what it is that you're awesome at because you're being told your whole life that you're good at what you're doing. And it's like, no, you're really not. And you miss that opportunity. And to me, you harm that person because you never give them a chance to find something else in the meantime that they're ultimately good at. And so I made this comment and I said, you know, in the world of marketing, if you ever wondered, I said, remember when we used to wonder what the world was going to look like when the participation trophy generation grew up? And I said, welcome to 2020. And it's, you know, we're living in a world where everybody has got to be the same and everybody has. And it's just like, guys, that's not how it works. You know, like everybody isn't, you know, and the reason I said that was because and I made this comment because I was talking about the whole Black Lives Matter things and, you know, my mentor was about as different as me as you can get, right? And yet we were inseparable. Like he was my mentor, he's my guy, you know? And I'm hearing all this stuff now in the world where it's just like, we're all the same. And I'm listening to him, well, what are you talking about? No, we're not. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Like that's good. Like me and Mr. Jones, we'll call it. So I called him Mr. Jones, John Jones. Me and Mr. Jones were different as could be, but that's what we loved about it. Like that's how we learned from each other. That's how we got better. That's how we, you know what I mean? Like to tell us we were the same and there was nothing couldn't be further from the truth. We were very different. We thought about things differently. We had different experiences growing up. We had different, you know, whatever it is. I don't know how we grow as a society. I don't know how we grow as whatever, trying to almost like participation trophy everybody. You're all the same. You're all winners. You're all, no, we're not, you know? So for me as a thinker, it's just interesting kind of being in this unique time right now that we live in where that's kind of being fed down everybody's throat that you're all the same, you're all, you know, whatever. And especially for high performing people, we know we're not all the same. You know, we know that everybody is equal in the sense that every life is valuable, every, you know, whatever, but everyone's the same. You know, what do you think about that? Am I losing my mind?
No, that's almost like that book. Unless I'm totally remembering it wrong, there's this book that I read in like, I don't know, middle school. I think it was called The Giver.
Oh, yeah.
Great book. Yeah. And I think that's kind of like, that's the world we would live in if everybody was the same. Everybody doesn't see color. Like literally like.
They you got to love that, by the way, when people say, I don't see color.
I want to take that back as I said it. But no, I mean like literally like in the book, they didn't have like red, white, blue, like any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So like, it would just be the most boring world ever if we were all the same person.
That's kind of what I just said when I just
said. Exactly.
People are like, I don't see color. I'm like, you're blind?
What do you do with traffic light?
What do you mean you don't see color? What are you talking about?
Right.
That's like the dumbest comment ever. Of course we see color.
Yeah.
The question is whether you see it and now you react in a certain way. You know what I mean? Like, that's the question. But don't see? What do you mean you don't see? Like, that's, you know. Anyway, that's just a byproduct, again, of the very interesting world that we're living in right now. But guys, more so the reason I'm kind of having this conversation isn't to, you know, change the way that you think. It's not to change the way. I literally have no interest in, you know, turning this into a political podcast. Quite frankly, I wouldn't even know what I believe from week to week. Meaning if you give me a different topic, a different whatever, you'd probably label me one way one week. And the next week you'd be like, oh, I guess he's on that way. And then you give me, you know, that's not it. I'm more so, it's about keeping your sanity. Like, don't get so emotionally invested in everything that it's literally taking away from the rest of your life. You know, one of the ways that someone like me focuses and gets so much done and is running multiple companies and doing this, whatever, because I don't take up 50% of my life, you know, trying to figure out how to win fake arguments at picnics.
Hmm.
You know, like just reliving what my uncle said the other day that I should have said this. And, you know, I should have, you know, whatever, like, guys, and it's more so a warning because we are heading into a time right now where it's about to get, oof. I mean, this legitimately may be, and I know they say this every election cycle, but this is the first time I think I actually believe it, that this is going to be an ugly election cycle. So do yourself a favor. Don't fall into the trap. Don't be posting stupid stuff online. You're not going to change anybody's mind. But here's what's even more important. Not so much even because you're not going to change anybody else's mind. Be open to you changing yours. You know, like that. I can't even tell you. I won't get specific with you right now. Because I don't think you need to know. But if you ever got to have a private conversation with my wife, right? Take the one we were just talking about, Black Lives Matter, right? You will have seen me in the last 2 weeks have a lot of different opinions, and some of them changed and some of them, you know, whatever, based on a certain thought process, not an emotion, not a whatever, just like looking at everything and like what's going on and what's this and what's that and whatever, because I don't care about being right then. I care about what's true. You know what I mean? And I don't know that you can ever get to truth by what's that game show? How to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Right.
I don't think you get there by locking in your answer. You know what I mean? I don't think that happens. But more so what I'm trying to say to you guys is this. That's probably more than I didn't really go too far, but like that's more than I've talked to you guys about in any one of these podcasts or anything before. But I'm more so, it's just a warning. Like, I know what we're heading into right now, and not just from the perspective of your business, but from the perspective of your sanity, from the perspective of your family, from the perspective of your any other E I can think of, it's probably a good idea to, number one, stay away from the constant infiltration of your mind of people who just need ratings, people who you know exactly how their story is going to end before it even begins. Like I said, watch this network, it's going to end like that. Watch this network, it's going to end like that. Watch this network, it's going to end like that. It's really not worth it. But from the greater, you know, microcosm or way of thinking, you know, let's not forget how to think. You know, let's not forget that most people in the world, most people around you are good people. You know, like, yeah, there's a-holes, you know, yeah, there's, you know, whatever it is. But the world starts to change a little bit when you start to give people the benefit of a doubt. You know, when you don't look for one wrong thing said, or you don't look for a trigger word. You know, I saw something with Ellen the other day, and she said something like, you know, you need to be blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, when it comes to people of color. And someone else had said it recently on her show, who was a black, it was completely fine. And then someone else said it was, but then everybody was calling her a racist because she said people of color. And I'm like, my God, like, you think Ellen, like, you think, you know what I mean? Like,
one of the most generous people on the planet.
The most liberal, like, you know what I mean? And it's just like, we look for these triggers, you know, wait, don't overstep. Oh, caught you in the bear trap. Gotcha. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, maybe if instead of doing that, and our goal is not to, to trap someone, and instead we went around and gave people the benefit of the doubt and realized that most people are good, most people come from a good place. Everybody was raised differently. Everybody has a different perspective. Everybody has a, you know, empathy is what allows us to do that, you know, to realize, oh, you know, when you look at someone from the past and you're like, you know, now that I think about it, my grandparent was a little racist, you know why I don't hate my grandparent because of it? It's the time they grew up in. They didn't know any better. 15 years ago, dogs weren't hanging around inside.
It's true.
They were outdoor. Yep. Okay. But I don't judge myself 15 years ago for being bad to the dog. You know, we had actual dog houses.
Yeah.
That's where dogs went and slept. And that's where they stayed. Today, they're like a member of the family. But I don't look back on myself and call PETA and say, you know what, Jared should go to prison because his dog was outside in the cold. And 15 years ago, that was completely normal. Like, that was, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So if we came with a little bit more empathy, a little bit more thoughtfulness, and not a gotcha mentality of how we're going to prove how everybody is terrible and how everybody, you know, and by the way, in the real estate industry, oh my God, I see this all day. There are certain people, I just can't look at your posts anymore. It's just too much. You know, every other post they have is a gotcha on other realtors, you know, for, oh, you made a mask with your logo on it. Just stop it. Just stop it. And I'm like, my God, would someone make a muzzle with their logo on it and put it on you? Like, God, every other day it's a holier than thou, you know, up on their pedestal telling everybody what makes them righteous and what doesn't. And they're the ones who are going to call it out. And I'm just like, you know what? Maybe it's not good for you. Maybe over here it's good for this one. Maybe over here it's, but maybe if we stop playing this game of gotcha and gave people the benefit of the doubt and, you know, stop trying to notch, you know, shark teeth on our belt for how many sharks we killed, and instead just realize that that really is making no lasting change at all. Like, you aren't helping anybody when you have that kind of mentality, and come from a place of empathy and realize, hey, most people are good people. Most people, like maybe we need to learn a little bit. Maybe we need to this, maybe we need to that. But you don't get to learning by striking people down. I'll tell you that right now. It's never worked. It's polarizing. And for everybody listening, just be careful. in this coming season. Please be careful. Some of you are going to harm your businesses. You're going to harm your reputation. You're going to harm your state of mind, because you're going to, you know, is that your final answer? You're going to lock in your opinion on a lot of things that 5 years from now, you're going to look back and be like, yeah, that probably wasn't, nope, that was no good. You know, that was whatever. And you would want someone to give you the exact same, grace that you would have liked at that time. You know, you would have liked someone to, right? So maybe we walk around a little bit different, do things a little different. Everybody's not terrible. You know, that's all right. Everybody's got stuff to learn, obviously. I think it'll help a lot of us. So any final thoughts or?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do. That's what I do by default.
You really do though. Like, in all seriousness, Tom legitimately, you know, I think you might be the happiest guy I know. Maybe I now know it's because you don't have a TV.
Right.
But you are kind of like that.
No. I have three TVs, but they all have like Netflix on it, and that's all
gotcha.
I do. Right. Yeah. And all I do is I watch The Office on repeat over and over and over again. That's what I do. But anyway.
That's what she said.
Exactly right. But literally, like, the reason why I was one of those people, like, at the beginning who was always just like, oh, you know, like, going to the store and just, like, waving and smiling at people is just because that's literally who I am.
Tom is legitimately like that. I'm not even kidding. He's legitimately like that.
I will walk down the hallway and everybody on this wing kind of, like, knows who I am. I even know somebody from ADP because they were going to give me concert tickets and we had like a whole conversation. Now every time I see him, you're just like, oh, newfound glory. Like it's so weird. Like
I tell people behind your back that if you don't get along with Tom, it's not him, it's you.
I appreciate that.
It's the truth. I'm like, if you're not getting along with him, it's not. Sometimes it's to your detriment, by the way. I've told you, how many times have I told you, like, we're having, and I'm like, dude, every once in a while, you got to show a shark your teeth, right? Yeah. I'm like, are you going to get walked on? Yeah. And I've actually brought you back in specific situations and been like, Tom, you have got to show your teeth in this, right?
Yeah.
But your default is, hey, everybody.
Yep. That's me. That's 100% me.
And it's, I mean, that's a big reason why you're in the client success, you know, department too, because you know, generally you can deal with people who are having an issue. That's why they're, you know, calling in whatever. But you do. It's interesting to me that you grow up in Connecticut. Well, did you grow up in Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay, so that's still interesting to me. You grow up in Connecticut and your mentality is like that. Because generally speaking, Connecticut's a very blue state. Connecticut is, you know, talk about you know, your environment and everything. Connecticut's very blue, very liberal, very... And a lot of times what that leads to is judgment. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't want to go, you know, one way or the other here, but generally speaking, just statistically, young liberals tend to be, you know, not very, you know, it's our way and that's that, right? you don't really have that vibe.
Well, to be fair, so like I'm kind of like an old soul a little bit.
Yeah,
I just this weekend I bought dad shoes. I've got the
you legit bought dad shoes.
I literally did.
Like I think I gave you a little bit of crap for that.
I think not to my face yet. So that's
I good. Didn't.
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. What do you mean? No, I didn't. You were right over here. I did it right in front of you.
Did you?
See, that's how good he is.
He already
cleared it from his mind. It's already gone. All records of wrongs are gone. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, so I mean, I already got the dad shoes. I'm like, I fall asleep on the couch at 9:30, but then I'll deny it. You know, I'm already like, so.
Are you sleeping? No.
No. You know, so like, I don't know. I don't really get along with people my age entirely, just because.
I don't see you not getting along with people.
No. It's not that. It's just like I don't gotcha. Have a lot in common with like people my age. That's my thing. So like I don't know. People like my parents' age love me. Like that's what it is. And then, you know, everybody kind of,
they want to borrow your shoes.
That's fair. Anybody who's got a size 9 foot, you can borrow my shoes anytime.
Hey, you just say 13 or under. We'll just stick with the ranges. Okay. No one has to know any of that. You just, anybody size 15 or under. Okay.
Yeah. They can borrow my shoes anytime.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, and that also comes from like, you know, how I grew up, because I grew up in an Italian household where, you know, it's you know, there's, you know, we have both sides there, but I'm, you know, typically my family is like a very friendly family. Like we'll stop in a supermarket and talk to somebody for like, you know, 10 minutes. That's just who we are.
That's not who I am.
Yeah. That's just who we are. And we'll have like 20 goodbyes too. So kind of like this right now where we'll be like, All right, any final thoughts? And we'll go on for another 20 minutes.
Look, like, I get it, but I don't. I'm very friendly. You guys know that. Like, I've met a lot of you at events and everything, but I'm the guy when I get home, like, I will fake a phone call. Like, I'll call my voicemail when I get home if I'm going to get the mail or something so I don't have to talk to people. Like, I'm just, once I'm in my zone, like, I, you know, it's, what I'm trying to say is I'm a much worse person than you are.
Yeah.
A much worse person.
I was actually just going to say something like that. Well,
I think we'll both be in heaven. You just might have better seats.
Probably.
Like, if it's, I'm picturing it as like an arena. You know what I mean? Like, you might go like third row and I might go like 10th or 11th. I mean, it's still good seats.
Only third row? Really?
Well, I mean, let's see how the rest of your life goes. You're a little young. Contrary to what your shoes say, you should have a lot of years left. So who knows what you're going to screw up from now and then. You might say a trigger word. And it bans you to hell for life, because that does happen. It is 2020. You might say the wrong thing and that's it for you. You're not only, you know, not worth listening to, you, in our world of cancel culture, are going straight to hell.
Well, they got Ellen, so, you know. I'm not going to say I'm better than Ellen. You know.
Anyway, I think that's a good thing to end on. A little different with you guys today. I think we just kind of do a little bit of a conversation, a little bit of a warning, be careful, you know, as we're heading into this. A little bit of a use your heads, guys, think. Who cares what side you're on things, like in your, you know, in the unless you're running a political action committee or something, please just be careful moving forward, guys. We appreciate you listening in. Hope you like it. If you enjoyed this, give it a 5-star review. Say something nice. We always like it when you say something nice. I'll get back to doing strictly business for you. But I thought it'd be cool for you guys to hear some of my thoughts. If you'd like to hear real thoughts, you could send me a DM on social. Go to connectwithjared.com and connectwithjared.com. Easiest way is Instagram. But I've got them all. Facebook, Snapchat. I've been doing some stuff on TikTok. I've been doing some stuff on TikTok. You should see the one. You saw the one that I did recently.
Yep.
Caught my son in the old Johnson. You guys will have to go check that out to see what that means, because that clearly came off a little bit weird.
The more I thought about it, the funnier it got.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening. Please take a moment and go to www.connectwithjared.com to connect with Jared James on all the platforms you are active on. And please remember to subscribe and leave a positive review on the platform you are listening on if you enjoyed the podcast.